White House-backed sheet describes our pistols with stabilizer braces as concealable. By A.W.R. Hawkins on April 8, 2021. The gun control fact sheet distributed by the White House claims our pistols with stabilizer braces are concealable, and cited that alleged concealability as a reason the firearms should face a higher level of regulation. The White House fact sheet says, the alleged shooter in the Boulder tragedy last month appears to have used a pistol with an arm brace, which can make a firearm more stable and accurate while still being concealable. The word concealable is relative, at best, in this context, and perhaps misleading. While it is certain that some AR pistols with stabilizer braces can be concealed in tall backpacks or other bags, they cannot be concealed on a person's body the same way a traditional pistol or revolver can. During his speech, Biden also claimed that AR pistols are more lethal if they have a stabilizer brace. He did not provide an explanation for his claim of greater lethality. Biden's end goal is to have AR pistols with stabilizer braces placed under the purview of the National Firearms Act. This could mean that owners of such firearms would be required to be fingerprinted and photographed, undergo a background check and pay a $200 tax to the federal government, register their firearm with the ATF, and wait 9 to 10 months for that entire purchasing process to take place. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.